Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I'm Alan Cobley, Emeritus Professor of History at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. More than 70 years ago, long before social media put entertainment at everyone's fingertips, cinema was the major entertainment of choice in Barbados. Such was its popularity that an editorial in the Barbados Advocate on this day, March the 8th, 1951, declared that the time had come for the imposition of a cinema tax in Barbados. The editorial noted, "In recent years, the number of cinemas in this island has increased rapidly. Attendance varies with the appeal and quality of the pictures, but many cinemas thrive on patrons who become fans and hate to miss a picture. Some people go to the cinema as many as 5 or 6 times a week. These may be exceptional fans, but there are thousands of regular cinema goers who spend a tidy sum on this form of entertainment. It is only just that a proportion of this luxury spending should be channeled off to help pay for vital social services." The Advocate proposed a tax of a penny for each shilling collected on cinema tickets, arguing that this would not be an inconvenience to cinema goers and would bring them a sense of responsibility when they realised that in a small but effective way, they too are contributing to the welfare of the community. The immense popularity of cinema in Barbados in the early 1950s, long before the advent of television, and at a time when even radio was not widely available in the island, can be gleaned from page 2 of the same edition of The Advocate. The paper carried advertisements for no less than 8 cinemas that were showing films in Barbados on this day in 1951. At the Plaza Theatre in Bridgetown, the matinee included a film featuring the Bowery Boys, while the main feature starred Barbara Stanwyck in No Man of Her Own. The Bells of St. Mary's, starring Ingrid Bergman and Bing Crosby, was the evening feature. At the Plaza in Oystins, the main feature was Sinbad the Sailor, starring Maureen O'Hara and Douglas Fairbanks Jr. Meanwhile, the Gaiety at the Garden St. James was showing a double bill of cowboy films, Riding the Sunset Trail with Tom Keen and Death Valley Rangers with Ken Maynard and Hoot Gibson. On the same day, the Empire was showing The Desert Hawk with Jackie Gleason and Lois Andrews, while the Royal was showing a double bill of Cannon City and Mickey. Meanwhile, the Roxy was showing a Republic serial called Daughter of Don Q, while the Olympic was showing Bill and Coo, followed by The Sands of Iwo Jima, starring John Wayne. Finally, the Globe Theatre was showing a thriller, Sleeping Car to Trieste, with Jean Kennett and Albert Levent. The Globe also offered a special treat that night, a live show entitled Local Talent on Parade, which featured musical performances by Fitz Harewood, Clayton Thomas, Sam Niles, Felix Strawn, Edward Marshall, Doreen Thompson, and Byron Rollock. Admission to the show cost a princely sum of 16 cents for the pit, 30 cents for the house, 40 cents for the balcony, and 54 cents for a seat in one of the boxes.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.